Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
It's just not good out there right now, which is why I spend high on running backs to start the season, you know, and you have to spend high to buy them as well. There'll be some guys down here that put together a good game. I mean, we could see Bigsby or Etienne. I also think with the offensive changes coming in Vegas, that maybe we see Zamir White, a little bit more than Alexander Mattison. So I don't really like where Madison is ranked either. I'm going to lower him probably a little bit as well. But yeah, the rest of this is just garbage. And I don't want Spears. I don't want to start Edwards even against Cincy. It's a good matchup, but he's 100% touchdown dependent, as is Roshan, as is Zamir White. So it's just there's not a lot of good options at RB, I feel like, this week.
I said on the pros show, and I kind of stand to this, we could have debates about Etienne or Bigsby, but the answer is neither. None.
Well,
don't.
We're
do
missing
it.
Bucky and Rashad and Chuba and Tyrone Tracy and James Conner. We're missing a bunch of good options this week. So it's just there's not a lot of great out there.
And Bigsby and Etienne fall in the land of the Mosterts and the Ecklers and stuff like that. And that's where things are getting dicey. So then the question is, as far as RB goes, because I think, you know, and people can hit us up if you've got questions of like, you know, Swift or Chase Brown and blah, 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 you can ask those. But that's where you want to be asking the questions. Things are really muddy after that. And it's a real big problem if you're RB2, you're trying to decide between Madison and Etienne. But if you're looking at flex, you're probably going to go to wideout. Do you have a favorite running back or two outside of the either normal top 36 or yours that you think could be a dart throw, maybe worth tackling?
Maybe Braylon Allen, just if the Jets are up big, if Anthony Richardson butchers this game again, maybe we see a little bit more of Braylon Allen this week. I'm gun shy on recommending Ray Davis because he just only had the 3 carries.
Yeah,
Jalen Wright got a little more involved. And they're playing the Raiders. If that gets into a stomping, then maybe we see Jalen Wright a little bit more. But there's not a lot to like down there.
I think Tajay Spears, slightly with what they've talked about, maybe wanting to get him more involved. And maybe, you know, he's more involved in the passing game. Minnesota's
I mean, look, if
matchup.
He looks better than Pollard, they'll just give him the ball more. That is, they have said that from the beginning of the season. They will ride the hot hand. So if Spears looks better, he'll get the ball more than Pollard. So that's a possibility for sure.
The other one, like I said, I'm not looking to do this, but I don't know. There's something in me like, I wonder if Roshan gets a little bit more run in this game. But again, that's desperation. And I think you're much better suited in the flex with wide receivers this week. So going over to wide receivers on the ECR and Fantasy Pros, Jamar Chase is kind of your top dog. I think the top 4, you can really interchange. I think Amon-Ra St. Brown belongs in that very tippy top range going up against Jacksonville. Obviously, you got Jefferson. AJ Brown's got a good matchup. Things start to open up. Here's my big question of the week. I'm curious. Actually, I haven't even looked to see what you've done. Well, okay. So we're a little bit on the opposite end here. Tyreek Hill. Fitz has took my playbook for the last 6 weeks, which has been wrong, of saying, I'm just going to blindly put him there and hope it works. I'm not doing that this week. You have him at 7. Talk me through your logic with Tyreek Hill.
One big play, and the Raiders defense is miserable. So
we haven't seen it all season except for week one. But yes, I agree. That's been my caveat.
Well, I've seen the Raiders all season. So they're bad, dude.
Yeah, you. Nobody hates the Raiders more than you, man.
They're just not a well-coached team on either side of the ball. So, and they've had injuries. They're coming off a bye. Maybe you get a little boost for that.
My problem then. The wrist injury is apparent with Tyreek Hill, and they said that's going out there. Though he did look good in some of his targets. Devon Achane, number one in first read on the entire team, all receivers included. That's not the first best thing. Second off, Jaylen Waddle was the top first read wide receiver target in the first half. Then in those type of plays that they would get Tyreek Hill the ball in, went to Malik Washington and end arounds and stuff. They don't do the screen passes. They don't do the end arounds. They don't seem comfortable throwing the ball deep. They feel comfortable throwing the ball down the middle, and that's where Jaylen Waddle lives. So I just don't think the volume is there. He could do it and do Tyson Wallace or whatever, a 3 for 107. Wallace, yeah. Totally could do that. But I just don't trust anymore because of how bad the game planning is for the Dolphins and just Tyreek Hill's health. I refuse to put him as a top 12 wide receiver this week, and I've taken him out.
Look, if they're playing Houston, Denver, Chicago, Buffalo, like a decent defense, I'd probably have him like 16, 17, somewhere in that range. I just feel like one big, huge boom play is going to happen for him in this game against the Raiders, because the Raiders are terrible. So if he can't do it against the Raiders, then we're going to have serious long looks. Everyone is next week if he can't get it done against the Raiders. But I do agree with you long-term for Tyreek, and Deepak spoke about this, right? Like, if he has a good week on Monday Night Football, then maybe it's time to trade him, because this wrist injury won't get better until you have surgery. So, you know, it's going to get progressively worse as the season goes on. I just like this matchup. So, you know, I think in principle, I am absolutely with you on Tyreek Hill. I just hate the Raiders. So easy wide receiver one for me for him.
Yeah, I think I'm going to move Waddle up, and I think Waddle takes some of it. I still have him. I got Hill like high enough. I'm just going to be the lower in consensus where he is not a top 12 matchup. Makes sense, but nothing they have done in the last 2 months has proven that, you know, Tyreek Hill is a top 10 wide receiver, and they don't even try. They don't even try to get him. You don't even have like 7 targets, and 6 of them were, you know, big air yard stuff. It just doesn't happen. So at worst, as I said on the show, I'm offering myself as tribute to everybody. So Tyreek Hill, I go out and finally publicly, nope, blah, blah, blah. So he can go out and be amazing. So all of you can benefit while I look stupid. That's fine, because I'm kind of over it. This week, Cedric Tillman or Juwan Jennings?
That is a good
one. You already know what the answer is for me.
Yeah, it's Juwan Jennings.
Jennings whisperer.
I have Tillman 2 spots ahead of Jennings, but that's a coin flip. I would say I have this range kind of down from, let's say, 22 to 26. So I could exchange. I could take either one of those, but I have him in with like Shakir, Jennings, Devontae Smith, Tillman, Mooney, Ridley. Put him in that group. Any of those are fine to me.
So they're kind of interchangeable. So I got him at 20 right now, and I want to go higher. I say it because the difference for you, even though it is numerically low, it is a difference between a wide receiver 2 and a wide receiver 3.
Yeah.
My slight little reasoning outside of some obvious, or, you know, can be like, oh, stupid Niner homer, is that like X receiver, Juwan Jennings.
Niner homer last week, and you were right. So listen to the Niner homer.
I mean, I'm always wrong about injuries. Don't listen to me about injuries. But I'm right about most of my Niner takes. And I try to be negative when negative is deserved. Like, I mean, I got mad at George Kittle like 2 years ago. I called him the most overrated tight end ever. But like, I think I've been pretty right about Juwan Jennings. Moving into the X role is huge. They want to throw it to him deep. He got massive amounts of targets. And guess what? Tillman is not the unquestioned number one on that team. We did the target shares since Jameis has been quarterback. It's like 21 to Tillman, 20 to Eli, and 19 to Judy. So, you know, let's call him, if he's the number one on the Browns, okay. Do you want the number one on the Browns or the number two on the 49ers? I think the offense works well in the 49ers' favor. They pass more. They're more efficient. Yes, there are way more mouths to feed, but Jennings might see more targets than Deebo on a weekly basis, and they love doing it, and Purdy loves it. So like by that standard, this is also a really great matchup. I'm not trying to down talk Tillman. I think people are just very excited that Tillman's back. I guess my point is I think Juwan Jennings is a really great play this week, and maybe it'll be a tiny bit more Pearsall, a little bit more Deebo, and it takes away, but Jennings is the big play guy. He was 38% first read this week in the X receiver position. Now going up against the Seahawks, I kind of love all of it. Debo's always going to get the focal point of the offense, and it just leaves great opportunities for Jennings. I think him not being a wide receiver too, or at least what I'm saying to everybody listening, he's a start. If you have three wide receivers, he's a must start to me.
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, me ranking him for the contest, it's a big deal having him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Tillman or Juwan Jennings?
That is a good
one. You already know what the answer is for me.
Yeah, it's Juwan Jennings.
Jennings Whisperer.
I have Tillman 2 spots ahead of Jennings, but that's a coin flip. I would say I have this range kind of down from, let's say, 22 to 26. So I could exchange. I could take either one of those, but I have him in with like Shakir, Jennings, Devontae Smith, Tillman, Mooney, Ridley. Put him in that group. I can, any of those are fine to me.
So
they're kind of interchangeable.
So I got him at 20 right now, and I want to go higher. I say it because the difference for you, even though it is numerically low, it is a difference between a wide receiver 2 and a wide receiver 3.
Yeah.
My slight little reasoning outside of some obvious, or you know, can be like, oh, stupid Niner homer, is that like X receiver, Juwan Jennings.
Niner homer last week, and you were right. So listen to the Niner homer.
I mean, I'm always wrong about injuries. Don't listen to me about injuries. But I'm right about most of my Niner takes. And I try to be negative when negative is deserved. Like, I mean, I got mad at George Kittle like 2 years ago. I called him the most overrated tight end ever. But like, I think I've been pretty right about Juwan Jennings. Moving into the X role is huge. They want to throw it to him deep. He got massive amounts of targets. And guess what? Tillman is not the unquestioned number one on that team. We did the target shares since Jameis has been quarterback. It's like 21 to Tillman, 20 to Eli, and 19 to Judy. So, you know, let's call him, if he's the number one on the Browns, okay. Do you want the number one on the Browns or the number two on the 49ers? I think the offense works well in the 49ers' favor. They pass more. They're more efficient. Yes, there are way more mouths to feed, but Jennings might see more targets than Deebo on a weekly basis, and they love doing it, and Purdy loves it. So like by that standard, this is also a really great matchup. I'm not trying to down talk Tillman. I think people are just very excited that Tillman's back. I guess my point is I think Juwan Jennings is a really great play this week, and maybe it'll be a tiny bit more Pearsall, a little bit more Deebo, and it takes away, but Jennings is the big play guy. He was 38% first read this week in the X receiver position. Now going up against the Seahawks, I kind of love all of it. Debo's always going to get the focal point of the offense, and it just leaves great opportunities for Jennings. I think him not being a wide receiver too, or at least what I'm saying to everybody listening, he's a start. If you have three wide receivers, he's a must start to me.
Yeah. And I don't think, you know, me ranking him for the contest, it's a big deal having him at 25 instead of 24. But for people looking to start him, I don't think it's a big deal. I'd start Tillman over him. But if you wanted to start Jennings, and I say that in like my chats and stuff, I'm like, look, if you have a gut feeling about a player, don't listen to my rankings. Don't listen to Welsh's rankings or ECR. If you have a gut feeling, go with your gut feeling. It feels way better when your gut feeling works out. So go that way for sure. But yeah, a bunch of these guys are intermixable to me.
Yeah. Anytime. I mean, I agree that it just, it literally might be a question. Like somebody out there might have, you know, Nico Collins and Puka. And then they're like, hey, what's my wide receiver one, Tillman or Juwan Jennings? I think Jennings has the floor and the ceiling to play out there that I'm personally doing it. You probably have a flex and you can
Tillman is pretty boom or bust. So, but he's been pretty boom.
It's been pretty boomy. He's definitely been double chunk.
He's a boomer.
Where are you at on, you didn't really talk about Waddle with the Tyreek Hill stuff, like super frustrating, especially for my goddamn ladder bet last week. Like dude, first two plays essentially of the game, he hits two of the ladders and then he just falls off of it after. Like if you think this Raiders team is so bad and you saw how Waddle was targeted in the offense, do you think Waddle is going to also then be,
what's his ECR? I feel like I moved him up, but I'm not sure if I moved him up or back.
He is not 34. He's behind
32.
He's behind Brian Thomas.
Nah, I got him ahead of Brian Thomas.
Yeah, so, I can't do the Brian Thomas thing.
Yeah, so I have him at 32, but I had him in that group. I have Downs, Dell, JSN, Waddle, Cooper, Brian Thomas Jr. So, yeah, I mean, I can move him up a little bit. What? Let me ask you this. Would you rather go with Waddle or Ladd McConkey against Cincinnati?
Actually, I think those are really close.
Yeah. We just saw all those guys get torn up.
I have Ladd higher. I have a couple of spots higher, so I'll go with Ladd is what I'm saying. But I do think it's close. Here's one. Jalen Waddle or Jameson Williams. Jameson Williams been ultimately one of the biggest boomer busts, except he's got
Jackson. I don't want Jameson. Yeah, I don't care.
You don't want Jameson.
No, I want Waddle on the targets. Jameson is too boomer bust.
Where do you have Jameson? Because he's ranked 32 this week.
I got him at 37.
Okay. All right. So
I put Ricky Pearsall. I put DJ Moore. I still have Brian Thomas ahead of him because I think Brian Thomas is guaranteed target. So yeah, I have a couple of those guys ahead of him. If T Higgins is, you know, are we sure T Higgins is going to play?
No, we're not sure. I have a caveat of like my rank.
T Higgins plays. He's above a lot of these guys for me.
I would agree. So. Ricky Pearsall. We should have done it with Juwan Jennings. Super interesting top waiver guy. Well, we picked him up in pentathlon. Probably going to have to start him. It's Pearsall or DeMario Douglas. A lot of people look at Pearsall and they're like, fifth target. But you know what? Like he's now in the Juwan Jennings space. Like they want to get him big plays. He makes, you know, he's super fast and they're going to have him on end around type of stuff. I don't know, man. Like if he gets five targets, I think he has a decent chance to be a top 36 wideout. Where did you say you have him ranked?
36. I would say that he is like, he's touchdown dependent plus. Like, I think he's going to get five targets, right? I think that's kind of a floor for him recently. So I think
that's nicer. Half PPR, it's a little dicey.
Sure. But, you know, when he gets the ball, he's outrunning everybody recently. So that's why, I mean, the guy has been just so fast on the field. So he makes spectacular catches as well. So he's got the hands. He's got the speed. All he needs now is the targets, really. And I never disliked Ricky Pearsall, the prospect. I disliked the landing spot because you had Ayuk, you had Kittle, you had even Jennings, right? And Debo and CMC. And then we had Jordan Mason come in and look good as well. So this team just has so many weapons, but he's been an integral part of it.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This offense recently, so I have to have him as a wide receiver 3.
Where do you?
Where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
Have Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
I've got him at 45.
So he's a flex.
Yeah.
Wait, no, he's just outside of the flex, isn't he?
No, 48 would be the flex.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh. Okay. So we're flex. So ish. You heard it here. Bogman says must start Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering
in this league.
Break it down.
Targets, I think, has a decent chance to be a top 36 wideout. Where did you say you have him ranked?
36. I would say that he is like, he's touchdown dependent plus. Like, I think he's going to get five targets, right? I think that's kind of a floor for him recently. So I think he,
PPR, if
he
gets, that's nicer. Half PPR is a little dicey.
Sure, sure. But, you know, when he gets the ball, he's outrunning everybody recently. So that's why, I mean, the guy has been just so fast on the field. So he makes spectacular catches as well. So he's got the hands. He's got the speed. All he needs now is the targets, really. And that was, I never disliked Ricky Pearsall, the prospect. I disliked the landing spot because you had Ayuk, you had Kittle, you had even Jennings, right? And Debo and CMC. And then we had Jordan Mason come in and look good as well. So this team just has so many weapons, but he's been an integral part of this offense recently. So I have to have him as a wide receiver three.
Where do you,
where in the world is Carmen San Diego,
have Marquez Valdes-Scantling?
I've got him at 45.
So he's a flex.
Yeah.
Wait, no, he's just outside of the flex, isn't he?
No, 48 would be the flex.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh. Okay. So we're flex. So ish. You heard it here. Bogman says must start Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
I don't know about must start, but who else are they throwing the football to? That's my question. I mean,
Kamara, and that's it.
But that's it, right? That's, they have Kamara. You know, Taysom Hill will get some looks. I mean, I raised Juwan Johnson too, but let's just, you know,
all right.
MVS is the same player that he's been everywhere. He is, you know, half of DeSean Jackson, whatever you thought DeSean Jackson was, he's half, you know, he's boom or bust. He gets three targets. You want him to catch that 60 yard score, but I would say he's a little bit better than Gabe Davis. You know what I mean? The opportunity is just there for him. He's going to be on the field a lot. So, I don't know. He's okay.
Let me ask you this one then.
Okay.
This is what, I'm excited about. Where did it go? Oh yeah. All right. And you have to be honest.
Okay.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling, DJ Moore.
I mean, I have DJ Moore way ahead of him.
Do you way ahead trust DJ Moore over Marquez Valdes-Scantling this week?
Yes. Yes, I still
be honest.
I do. Yeah, look, I can't get DJ Moore is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. They're not getting him the football right now. The offense is broken. So I do have him low. Do what I thought you were going to ask me, because I have him one spot ahead of Michael Pittman. I thought that was the question you were going to ask me, MVS or Michael Pittman. So okay. There,
yeah.
I have MVS ahead now. I don't think I knew Pittman was going to play. So now that we know he's going to play, I'd probably move him ahead of MVS, but they're in the same range. Like, they're definitely interchangeable at this point. I just feel like I'm probably wrong. Who's more likely to score between MVS and Michael Pittman, do you think?
I think it might be MVS.
That's fine. It's not a terrible argument. He scored twice last week, so maybe he is.
Oh, man. I hate talking about MVS. Makes me squirt. Him up. Yeah, I know. I did. All right. Let's do this. Your favorite, like, post 36 wide receiver. This is your opportunity that I'm going to let you talk about Mike Williams, of course, but your favorite wide receiver to outside the top 30 or 40, like outside of the flexi type of range.
Yeah, I am not going to talk about Mike Williams. I just don't know how much he's going to be on the field. I like this Minnesota matchup against Tennessee. So I kind of like Jordan Addison if you have to flex somebody. I have him over guys like Dobbs and Judy and Quentin Johnson. I just still don't believe in DeMario Douglas. Like, I have him ahead of that group. So I kind of like Addison in that respect. DeMarcus Robinson keeps getting targets. Bateman has been pretty good recently. Butte against the Rams. Like, he's on the field more than any other wideout for the Patriots. Seems like he's going to be their guy, and he's still very young. I know he's been around for a little bit, but he's still a very, very young guy that they could work in there. So, Kayshon Butte could have just a nice floor on targets.
I kind of like Lockett this week, going up against the 49ers. You know, inside coverage. I have a feeling the Niners are going to try to play like a lot of zone, and Metcalf will probably get his, but I think Lockett always seems to get some of those against the Niners. So I think Lockett might be kind of a...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league
is cooking.
Sneaky play out there, and Bouti was actually one, and maybe A.D. Mitchell. Honestly, Adonai Mitchell might be one that, like, if I was really, really desperate. Final up here on the tight ends, the tippy top is just like very chalk. It's what you expect. It's Kittle, it's Bowers, it's Kelsey, blah blah blah. The middle is interesting. Hockenson, from the rank perspective, is moving up. I think the big questions, obviously, are like on the fringe of starting. Hey, do you trust LaPorta going up against Jacksonville?
I mean, I just don't, because he didn't practice today. If he's back out there tomorrow, I'm fine with him. Yeah.
Do you trust Taysom Hill, even though we know what Taysom Hill is, except they just don't have anybody right now? Do you think he should be a top 10 tight end?
I have him at 10. So yeah, I would say he had 50 yards last week, which is a fine floor, but he's just extremely touchdown dependent.
Do you think Jake Ferguson can be the safety net for a young quarterback up against Houston?
Yeah, I think he's going to be okay.
LaPorta or Ferguson?
LaPorta.
Oh, never mind. All right.
LaPorta, so not close. Yeah, right. Yeah. I have Jonnu ahead of Jonnu has been great. And again, I hate the Raiders. So decent matchup there. Mike Gesicki, I have ahead of Jake Ferguson as well. So it's not that Jake Ferguson is not going to be good, but I think I trust, like, down to Evan Engram at 9. Maybe I'll move Goddard ahead of Taysom Hill. I probably will. So I'll have Goddard at 10.
Fitzy had some pretty damning stats, by the way, on Evan Engram, but like Detroit really, really brings down tight ends and they really struggle. So something to be on lookout for, because he had Evan Engram down.
Mac Jones sucks too.
And Mac Jones does suck. The one, if you're looking in the sneaky tight end range, one of the things I was talking about on that show too was like, I do think we're weirdly in this space where we're out of this tight end chaos. I'm not saying they're all great, because it's like, dude, the first month you wanted to, you know, jump off a bridge if you had Mark Andrews. And now you're just like, could I please have Mark Andrews, like a top 6-7 tight end? But what I'm getting at is I feel like a lot of the chaos is kind of just the smoke has settled in most of these tight ends. It's like Cole Kmet's no longer a thing. Conklin's not a thing. Juwan Johnson, you're desperate. You know, Freiermuth is you effed up. Jonnu Smith is kind of a wavery claim. Like, all these guys are kind of who they are. The core is about 9 deep. And then you punch yourself in the crotch when you look at Sam LaPorta. But Dawson Knox is kind of the flavor to me if you were looking to stream tight ends, because we assume Kincaid is going to be out. The problem is Kansas City, they have shut down tight ends on one side, what they did with Andrews, but then you saw Lively blow it up. We've seen Knox have some big days, and now if Kincaid is out, it could just be him. I kind of think Knox is a player that could push that top 12 and might be streamable if he is the guy, but you don't seem to think so. You have him at 20.
This is who again? I'm sorry.
Dawson Knox.
Yeah. I mean, Dawson Knox is fine. I think Amari Cooper is back. I think you have two good running backs to give the ball to, and they mix in Ty Johnson as well. Shakir is kind of your middle of the field guy at this point. So I still do like Dawson Knox, but I just don't like him way more than I like Zach Ertz or Pat Freiermuth, with Baltimore not being a good defense right now. Hunter Henry is, you know, he's either going to get you 1 point or 13. It seems like there's no in between for him. It's kind of crazy.
What about Will Dissly? You like Will Dissly this week?
Will Disley's fine. I mean, the Bengals' whole defense sucks. So
Dissly, yeah, or Henry?
I have Henry ahead.
Jonnu or Dissly?
Jonnu.
All right, so you not hate close. Dissly. Just Freiermuth or Dissly?
Freiermuth.
All right, you hate him.
Dissly, I have him at 18. Garbage. I have him ahead of Ertz against Philly. I don't think that's a good matchup. I have him ahead of Dawson Knox. and Schultz. So
tight end's kind of wild this week. So be on the lookout.
You know what you should do is you should have drafted Brock Bowers when I told you to draft him. Listen to me next year. I'm going to tell you to draft a tight end.
There it is. By the way, Bogman, he like unflowed his hair. You look like tight end Jesus right now. You know what I mean? Like
diabetic Jesus.
Well, but it's like tight end, little, you know, like you're a little bit like bigger on the dudes, but you got the hair and
Bethlehem
stuff.
University. Yeah. Scott Bogman. Yeah.
You legit look like tight. We need to take a picture of this. You're tight end Jesus right now. And you know what? You deserve the moniker, man. You were the loudest about Brock Bowers all year long. And it is one of the biggest smash wins where tight ends have just been garbage all season long. All right, there you go. Those are the ranks. You guys want to see more. Bogman always has his posted on the Patreon. You guys can get, plus our ranks are a part of the ECR on Fantasy Pros, which, you know, you can kind of, when you have the premium side, you can create like multiple people to look at their ranks, but we will also be part of the contest this week. Last up here, not going to even try to break for it. This is essentially the voicemails now moving forward, where we feature the great Jack Boyce. But first, Moyes did send one in. It is Bogman's.
He's been on a streak, right?
He has been on an absolute heater. I don't know what it's going to look like this week, but Moyes, you deserve it. You're Bogman's favorite.
Hello. Daddy hit once again.
Oh my God, he's still going.
Just follow Daddy's picks and you would be in profit right now. You should just have Daddy on every Friday when you do Bet This League. This week's pick, teaser, Vikings and the Dolphins, gets them both around money line. You just need them to win. They will both win easy. Also, should Daddy start Khalil Shakir or Xavier Worthy? Thank you. Goodbye.
What was that name at the end? I did not catch that.
Khalil Shakir is Xavier Worthy, and that is easy. Oh, Khalil Xavier Shakir.
Hold on. He did not say Xavier Worthy. Yeah. That is what did that word was? No. Hold on.
So, should Daddy start Khalil Shakir or Xavier Worthy?
Okay. I guess now that I know it, I'm hearing it. I did not. I don't know what that was. I did not hear that.
I think his audio kind of clipped at the X. So it sounded like Xavier Worthy.
It sounded like a character from the Keel and Peele skit. Like I wasn't like Jadavion
X-wing at Aliciousness. Or
I was like, what team does he play for? Not never Worthy. Whatever the decision is, it's not Xavier Worthy on any single week. It is just not. Ricky Pearsall over Xavier Worthy this week. I stand by that.
Inbounds Xavier Worthy, huge game coming in. But yes,
if I offer myself as tribute again, if it's tribute, there you go. It'll be the first time Xavier Worthy's really done it. So no, it clearly Khalil Shakir. You were like, oh, Mari Cooper's going to be back. They're still without Keon Coleman. Shakir's still going to get the brunt of it. And Josh Allen loves Dawson Knox, but like he loves Khalil Shakir first. That's his first love in the world. So Khalil Shakir easily over.
Well, his first love is himself and running the ball into the end zone. So
I think it's actually first love is Amanda Seyfried.
I mean, me too.
Hold on. What's her name?
Yeah, Amanda Seyfried. Seyfried.
See, now you're making up Xavier Worthy type names again. Haley Steinfeld. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Also not bad. Yeah.
You know, say Haley Steinfeld?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the Pitch Perfect chick, right?
She was in Pigeon. Very good.
And she's in that Hawkeye thing as well.
You know what? She is.
And yeah, she was in also, she was a little kid when she was in the remake of that Western movie that,
310 to Yuma?
Not 310 to Yuma.
That's a remake.
It was a remake. That's a good guess. I can't remember the name of it. True Grit. She was the little kid in True Grit.
I mean, I had two good shots there. True Grit and 310 to Yuma were like,
yeah.
By the way, 310 to Yuma is like, if you like Westerns, I love Westerns, like, but good. Like people are like, oh, you like Westerns? And they want to always cite you like all the ones from the 60s. And you're like, yeah, that's fine. Like, I'm fine with The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Like Unforgiven is the line where it's like, oh, Westerns are incredible. But that also might be my age.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the...
Try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30 days. Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Most important topics in sports wagering: real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League.
It has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
Also, should Daddy start Khalil Shakir or Xavier Worthy? Thank you. Goodbye.
What was that name at the end? I did not catch that.
Khalil Shakir is Xavier Worthy, and that is easy.
Oh,
Khalil
Xavier
Shakir.
That was, well, hold on. He did not say Xavier Worthy. Yeah. That is what
did
that word
not?
Was? No. Hold on.
So should Daddy start Khalil Shakir or Xavier Worthy?
Okay. I guess now that I know it, I'm hearing it. I did not. I don't know what that was. I did not hear that.
I think his audio kind of clipped at the X. So it sounded like Xavier Worthy. So.
It sounded like a character from the Keel and Peele skit. Like I wasn't like Jadavion.
X-Wing at Aliciousness. Or
I was like, what team does he play for? Not never Worthy. Whatever the decision is, it's not Xavier Worthy on any single week. It is just not. Ricky Pearsall over Xavier Worthy this week. I stand by that.
I mean, inbounds Xavier Worthy, huge game coming in. But yes,
if I offer myself as tribute again, if it's tribute, there you go. It'll be the first time Xavier Worthy's really done it. So no, it clearly Khalil Shakir. You were like, oh, Mari Cooper's going to be back. They're still without Keon Coleman. Shakir's still going to get the brunt of it. And Josh Allen loves Dawson Knox, but like he loves Khalil Shakir first. That's his first love in the world. So Khalil Shakir easily over.
Well, his first love is himself and running the ball into the end zone. So
I think it's actually first love is Amanda Seyfried.
Seyfried. I mean, me too.
Hold on. What's her name?
Yeah, Amanda Seyfried. Seyfried.
See, now you're making up Xavier Worthy type names again. Haley Steinfeld. That's it.
Oh yeah. Also not bad. Yeah.
You know, say Haley Steinfeld.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the Pitch Perfect chick, right?
She was in Pitch. Very good.
And she's in that Hawkeye thing as well.
You know what? She is.
And yeah, she was in also, she was a little kid when she was in the remake of that Western movie that, oh God.
310 to Yuma?
No, not 310 to Yuma.
That's a remake.
It was a remake. That's a good guess. I can't remember the name of it. True Grit. She was the little kid in True Grit.
I mean, I had 2 good shots at True Grit and 310 to Yuma were like,
yeah, yeah.
By the way, 310 to Yuma is like, if you like Westerns, I love Westerns, like, but good. Like people are like, oh, you like Westerns? And they want to always cite you like all the ones from the 60s. And you're like, you know, it's fine. Like I'm fine with The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Like, Unforgiven is the line where it's like, oh, Westerns are incredible. But that also might be my age. But, like, you get a good Western, like a really good Western show or something like that, like Deadwood, kind of semi-qualified on that.
So, obviously, you've been watching a lot of Yellowstone then?
No, I haven't watched it at all. Everyone says it's good. Is it? Should I watch it? I haven't watched it either. No. Let me know if I should watch it. I love a good Western. But isn't that more like modern Western?
Yeah, but I think they have flashbacks and they have, like, offshoots of, you know, like older, it's going to have, like, you know, prequels and stuff now. So
yeah, I want people working in the mines. I want
Swearinger. You want the good old days.
Yeah, the good old days. I want Swearinger is what I want. You know, by the way, that he didn't even like all the cuss words that Swearinger and Deadwood used, all they would like the real cuss words would be like damn and hell and stuff like that. And then they had him say every version of MF-er on the planet, like that's not actually how they cursed in like the 1800s.
You mean they didn't say CS-er?
I don't think so. That's like the way it was. Just it was a much tamer, but for the show I didn't think it went over. But beside the point, Khalil Shakir, and apparently just follow Moise's picks. Moise, I don't know if you, I think you have been doing it. There's a good plug. We can use Moise as a plug to our Patreon on the GroupMe rooms. Bet This League, post those picks in there. He's been on fire. He should just be on the show every single week. So, all right, let's finish this bad boy off with the great Jack Boyce, the now segmented Boyce Mails. Jack wrote, I think Chase is the first person I've made two songs for, but if he's going to be ridiculous, it's going to be tough to not highlight him. The parody song process. Oh, so he gave us the process. This is great. He said, it's kind of like how Bogman guessed. Oh, not mine. A music pun or play on words comes to my head while watching football. Two, later, usually Tuesday, I look at the original at the original song and fit fantasy football lyrics to it. Oh, okay, because, so he gets the musical pun, then goes to the lyrics. Then I record and send it to you. He said, honestly, I'm from a family of creatives that have been making parody songs for decades. Oh, see, look at this guy over here. He said, I don't know if we can even say all this, but my mom wrote one of my brother's wedding in the YouTube called Epitomeology. Check it out. I don't know if we can say all those things. Too late, Jack. You should have told me if not. Also, a message to the ITL. A few of you have reached out with ideas for other songs. I'm definitely open to that and will do my best to make them happen. Love it. My favorite is when everyone wanted, or maybe, I don't know, it was me, but someone wanted him to make a Kanye version. I was like, please do that. Give me some acoustic, a Kanye parody, please. I would be all for it. But the great Jack Boyce, there you go. There's some of the process. Now let's hear the song. Ladies and gentlemen, this is I've Been Jamar Chased.
Here we go. I've been Jamar Chased. It was the wrong time. It was the wrong place. Now I will be without a win this week. I never thought I'd feel like this tonight. Joe Burrow crushed my soul. Had it not been Thursday, I might have felt a different way, and I'd have had hope for week 10. But as it is, all my teams lost that night. La Lamar killed me too. Falling in the standings, I'm falling, and it's appalling, I've lost again. Falling in the standings, I'm falling, and it's appalling, I've lost again. Captain Jack.
That got me the last time we were Captain Jack. I didn't expect that. The awesome, as always, Jack Boyce on the Twitter, Jack Boyce parody songs on Instagram. Follow. He does those awesome videos that I desperately love. I add them to my story every single week on Instagram. Same. If you want to follow those. I love it. Now you guys know the process. Thanks to the pun or play on words. Gets into the song, fits it to fantasy football lyrics, records, and sends to us every single week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In This League.
This is the way.
stop touching things.
Said it's kind of like how Bogman guessed. Oh, not mine. A music pun or play on words comes to my head while watching football. Two, later, usually Tuesday, I look at the original at the original song and fit fantasy football lyrics to it. Oh, okay, because so he gets the musical pun, then goes to the lyrics. Then I record and send it to you. He said, honestly, I'm from a family of creatives that have been making parody songs for decades. Oh, see, look at this guy over here. He said, I don't know if we can even say all this, but my mom wrote one of my brother's wedding in YouTube called Epitomeology. Check it out. I don't know if we can say all those things. Too late, Jack. You should have told me if not. Also, a message to the ITL. A few of you have reached out with ideas for other songs. I'm definitely open to that and will do my best to make them happen. Love it. My favorite is when everyone wanted, or maybe, I don't know, it was me, but someone wanted him to make a Kanye version. I was like, please do that. Give me some acoustic, a Kanye parody, please. I would be all for it. But the great Jack boys, there you go. There's some of the process. Now let's hear the song. Ladies and gentlemen, this is I've Been Jamar Chased.
I've been Jamar Chased, it was the wrong time, it was the wrong place. Now I will be without a win this week. I never thought I'd feel like this tonight. Joe Burrow crushed my soul. Had it not been Thursday, I might have felt a different way, and I'd have had hope for week 10. But as it is, all my teams lost that night. La Lamar killed me too. Falling in the standings, I'm falling, and it's appalling, I've lost again. Falling in the standings, I'm falling, and it's appalling, I've lost again. Captain Jack.
That got me the last thing we were Captain Jack. I didn't expect that. They awesome as always. Jack Boyce on the Twitter, Jack Boyce parody songs on Instagram. Follow. He does those awesome videos that I desperately love. I add them to my story every single week on Instagram. Same. If you want to follow those, I love it. Now you guys know the process. Thanks to the pun or play on words, gets into the song, fits it to fantasy football lyrics, records, and sends to us every single week. Jack is able to do that. He is massively, massively talented. And we always suggest go support Jack. And I
love you, Jack.
If he had a business, I'd be like, go hire him for your weddings or something like that to do parody songs. You know what Jack should do? This is what Jack should do. We had
business
one time
advice with the Welsh.
Yeah, this is great person for that. we've from time to time had people like, you know, like want to like hire us to do like a thing or two, da da da. And one year, it didn't follow through, but there was somebody wanted to have us fly out. They were going to have to pay a lot of money, and they were offering it. Fly out to a place and like be there for a draft. And I think do the like whole draft and all that stuff. People should hire Jack to do like parody song, if he wanted to do this, like parody songs for their draft, or they could pay him weekly for one of these songs to be on there, or like, you know, a song about the loser in the league. I'm just saying you should give Jack money and maybe his creativity will come out. But I did not ask
a song about the last place team in your league from Jack to a song you pick.
I'm a loser, baby. Why don't you kill me? Like something like Jack would do a great job with it. I'm just saying you have some fantasy football needs. I feel like Jack can cover it. Doing this without his consent or want or anything like that. He's a busy, talented man. I just, you know, I'm always thinking about Jack. I like when I get my random text from Jack as well. There you go.
He has footprints in the sand right next to
him. He does. It's always, it's me. Whenever I'm walking around the AFL, Jack's footsteps are right behind me, 100%. There you go. That is the episode. Those are our ranks. You guys know the drill. Of course, follow us on the podcast. You can find our ranks here on Patreon. We'll have the update. Also this weekend, Bogman and I are back together on Sunday night on Fantasy Pros, breaking down the entire action. Our boy Casey Bubba, during first pitch, said that's like his favorite show. So we're back because I don't do them all. I'm also back on Fantasy Pros Sunday morning live stream. We do a 2-hour live stream answering questions. I am back on that for the second hour.
I'm still asleep during that.
Bogman is asleep 100%. You can check out Bogman's college football picks on the Betting Pros on the YouTube. Check that for Friday nights. Also, I will have the prop show this Friday. Me and Erickson, we'll be doing the prop show with Pizapia. Look out for that if you're looking for some bets.
Thursday Night Football. I'll be there.
And right here, sign up on the Patreon so you can hang for Thursday Night Football. Friends, that is it. Thank you so much. We love you. We're out of here. Have a great one and good luck in week 11. Bye, friends.
See you.